With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk, as we like to do. And thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be, as I promised, we're going to be talking about part two of how to plan against strokes. And we started that on Tuesday. Also, we may get into varicose veins and things like that. But for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about this term, apocalypse fatigue. Have you heard about that? Well, we're going to talk about it. We got some interesting stuff and a quack report. But before we get into all that good information, don't forget, coming up next week on the 17th, Dr. Carly's going to be with us, and we got lots of things to talk about. So she'll be here. And then on the 24th, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group will be joining us. He's our natural vision expert, natural solutions to your vision problems. And of course, he's going to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area Saturday, July the 26th, conducting a vision workshop. So if you want to join the workshop, you got to let John know. You have to plan in advance, see, and you got to call him or go to his website, drbanker.com, drbanker.com, and click on workshops to find out a little bit more about it. Or you could just simply call him in Boulder, Colorado. His number is 303-494-4532, 303-494-4532. But he needs to hear from you if you want to join the workshop coming up next month. Or just give him a call if you're interested in a kit, a vision care kit that you can improve your vision in your home. So check that out. And, well, we got a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi, praying for our men and women in uniform. I'm praying for God's protection all over America. That's you and me. Praying for righteous men and women to start standing up and saying no to what's not right. Just, you know, get used to saying no. And with authority. That's right. We're going to have to ask God for his help to restore this nation to its former glory, because we need to be restored. But it's God's will if he does. But it's our job to ask. So we got to have a revival, folks. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we have up in the quacker? In the Philadelphia area, they have a mysterious brain illness, some sort of weird brain disease. Mysterious brain disease triggers psychotic and violent behavior, and they say it's rare and it's often misdiagnosed. And it happened to a 7-year-old boy by the name of Paul Michael Nelson. He was yelling uncontrollably, had to be restrained. He started these episodes in about 2009, and of course, you know, doctors didn't believe his parents, so his family had to start recording him, videotaping his outburst, because the doctors just didn't believe it. So he was like flopping around on his knees and barking like a dog, his mother says. 5 years in the hospital, 50 times, they couldn't figure out what's wrong, and all of a sudden, you know, they figured it out. Blood tests, they say, revealed a disease called PANS. It stands for Pediatric Acute Onset Neuropsychotic Syndrome, and they think it's an autoimmune disease and attacks the blood cells of the body, and also it attacks the brain and triggers these psychotic episodes. A lot isn't really known about this newly identified syndrome, and hey, you know, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly about that, because you know what? She may have some input on, you know, what causes that? We'll just save that. So she'll be with us on Tuesday. What else is up in the quack report? Well, do you like beer? Are you guys beer drinkers out there? I mean, beer is popular. But according to food blogger Vanny Harry, she says it isn't the hops, water, and yeast, and malt, and barley everybody thinks it is. Not all the time. She says some beers contain additives like high fructose corn syrup, some stabilizers, artificial flavoring, and all these things can be linked to obesity, allergies, hyperactivity, gastrointestinal problems, and so on. Also causes allergies. Now, the big brewers, they may be using some unappetizing things like propylene glycol. It's a foaming agent, you know, found, you know, basically they use that to de-ice airplanes. And also they may use some Clarity ingredients like fish bladders. They filter the beer through a fish bladder to give it clarity. Now, the average American drinks about 21 gallons of beer a year. It's the third most popular beverage in the United States after soda and bottled water. So beer, very popular beverage among 36% of Americans. Now, the federal government really doesn't require companies to disclose their ingredients or brewing processes. So Miller, Coors, Anheuser-Busch, they all reported that they're in compliance with the food federal state labeling requirements and so forth. But Anheuser-Busch, a spokesman for them, said that they don't use any of those ingredients that food blogger Vanny Harry was mentioning. And Miller Coors outfit, they admitted to using high fructose corn syrup in several of their brands. And some of the products may contain genetically modified corn because of the prevalence of corn in the United States. So, you know, it's a possibility that a lot of these beers have some issues and you may want to check them out. Of course, you know, the government doesn't make them divulge that. But, you know, the FDA is checking out caramel coloring, which can be found in some beers to make them look darker and more bitter tasting. Hop extract, chemically altered hop extract, also added for a bitter flavor. So you know what? Even if the government doesn't require divulging what's really in there, you can call the beer people up, tell them, hey, I want to know what's in your product, or I'm just not going to buy it. So, you know, you can demand to know, or, you know, vote with your wallet, basically. That's how you get things done. Last but not least, in the quack report, NASA, this is for you Trekkies out there, Star Trek fans. NASA is revealing some latest designs for a Star Trek-styled spacecraft. Interstellar travel. Is it a reality? Well, it's getting closer. NASA scientists claim a Star Trek mission isn't necessarily just something reserved for the science fiction. And they have revealed plans for a Star Trek-styled ship that could make interstellar travel a reality. Dr. Harold White, he's kind of famous for suggesting that faster-than-light travel is possible. And using some thing known as what they call an Alcubierre drive. Have you heard about that? Well, it's named after a Mexican theoretical physicist by the same name, and Dr. White says it's possible to use that to bend space-time and cover large distances almost instantly. So this would, you know, make spaceship travel to anywhere in just a tiny fraction of the time it would take us to, you know, go there conventionally in a spacecraft. So the theory, Alcubierre theory was published in 1994, basically talking about generating a warp bubble in which the spacecraft would travel, and now allowing space and time to act as a propellant by pulling the craft through the bubble, like stepping on an escalator, you know, just faster. So despite the theory being a conjecture, Dr. White thinks that, you know, his team, you know, they're edging closer towards making that whole warp drive speed attainable, a reality. So get your tickets ready and get on Star Trek. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Well, I tell you, that's what we need. We're just not moving fast enough on this planet. You know? So I guess it could be, you know, I'm going to bounce you back into last week. You know, I guess they can travel backward in time. I don't know. It could be possible. It could be possible. Yeah, Frank, my engineer, from the good folks who can't even get the space station. Yeah, that's right. Right? They can't even fix world hunger in their warp drive. All right. So we're going to talk about this apocalypse fatigue. What the heck is that? Well, I think Americans have it. Now, the term apocalypse fatigue generally refers to people losing interest in environmental problems like, you know, global warming. But I think it's more than just that. I think Americans are losing interest in political, economic, and global policies due to all the deception. So I think fatigued Americans are feeling it based on the distrust, you know, and which, you know, they have a distrust towards, you know, their government, the media, you know. So, and that can wear anybody out. Now we're told, you know, that the manufacturing in this country is down and job growth is down. Overall economic growth is very weak. They just reported, what was it, just the first quarter of this year, it was 0.1% growth. That's it. So market experts, you know what they blamed it on? The winter weather. The winter weather. Yeah, I know. My engineer is saying, yeah, apocalypse fatigue, sick of being lied to. Yeah, that's basically what it is. That's it right there. But seriously, I admit the winter was harsh, but is that all there is to a nation's market growth? No. Excuses will not explain the market projections not living up to expectations. So, you know, it has been said that a part of the plan of those in power that they're wielding is to keep people guessing and off balance. And anxiety can make even the strongest person weary after a while. So I think a lot of people are feeling kind of, you know, worn down by all this. So there are some big challenges ahead, but let's take a look at how we can overcome this negative impact, okay? I want to discuss something that I was just in. I recently learned that the FDA has approved a company called Protein Sciences Corporation to make the first genetically modified flu vaccine called FluBlock. Now, the vaccine contains three different influenza viral strains and uses recombinant DNA technology to include the Bacallo insect virus. And so they produce this vaccine in such a way so it'll fast-track the virus into the body. And how are they doing that? Well, according to the scientific reports, they have used cells from the army worm caterpillar to genetically alter, and they've genetically altered them. So it makes this produces this hemiagulin protein. It's a viral protein, and that speeds up the uptake of the disease. And yes, I did say disease because the vaccine is not a medicine. It's a disease. Now, some scientists have criticized the development of the GMO vaccines, saying it's unsafe and unethical. So why did the FDA approve this in 2013? Well, we're told the FDA approved it to facilitate a rapid production of vaccine, to eliminate the need to culture the viruses on eggs, and also eliminating the egg allergy problem. So it is very possible that Flublok will be used as early as the fall of 2014. And as far as I can tell, I haven't seen any reports of clinical trials on Flublok, just like there weren't any clinical trials on the Gardasil vaccine. All right, let's talk about what else is going on in the scientific community. Guess what? You know, talk about getting on a Star Trek and warp driving. These people are going backwards. They're going into the deadly past, okay? I came across a disturbing report that scientists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are recreating the deadly 1918 Spanish flu virus. Now, Professor, let's see if I can pronounce his name, guys. Yoshihiro Kawaka. Yes, I guess I pronounced that Yoshihiro Kawaka. Anyway, he and his team have taken avian flu viruses found in wild ducks and experimented on laboratory ferrets in an attempt to reproduce the Spanish influenza virus. Now, you may be asking, why would scientists want to revive such a deadly virus which killed 50 million people in 1918? Actually, many scientists and doctors asked the same thing, stating that research like that would be too dangerous and foolhardy, and that attempting to revive the Spanish flu from other avian flu strains for the sake of experimentation would not justify the catastrophic risk if the engineered virus escaped to cause a pandemic. So what is behind Professor Kawaka's logic for doing this? Well, first off, he dismisses the critics and he defends his research as necessary in order to develop new flu viruses and vaccines to minimize the risk of a pandemic, is basically what he's saying. Now, apparently, Professor Kawaka says that the avian flu viruses are easily mutated to adapt to humans. And this research will support his mechanisms to identify which key mutations are used, known as reverse genetics. It is also reported that he has 97% of the Spanish flu virus reconstructed and nearly identical to the Spanish flu strain recovered from the corpses of the 1918 pandemic. So sounds like the old adage, you know, let's create a problem so I can sell you a solution thing. So this dangerous research was carried out in a lab in Madison, Wisconsin. And I doubt Americans living nearby, Americans probably didn't know this was happening. So how many more labs in the United States are conducting biological experiments that would kill many, and are they secure? Have you asked that? Wondered that? Well, I have a quote here from a Dr. Richard Ebright. He's a virologist at Rutgers University. He says this, a lock on the door is the only specified requirement. There is no explicit requirements for guards, bio-identity checks, or video monitoring, which you may see at your 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven will have a camera, but, you know, these folks don't. Goodness. He all goes on to say that the rules require very strict paperwork, but no real physical security, end of quote. Now, that's scary. Seriously. And then I came across let's see, the U.S. National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity. These folks monitor research that might pose a terrorism threat, a bioterrorism threat. And this is what they had written about all the security. Quote, labs which experiment on dangerous pathogens are funded by the U.S. government and must follow specific rules to keep the microbes from escaping. But those rules are not enforceable for researchers working with private funds. So it is all subject to interpretation, and I do not have a lot of confidence in our biosafety right now. End of quote. Seriously, that was the advisory board. Oh. All right, now, if you are on our newsletter list at thepowerherbs.com, go to thepowerherbs.com and click on the newsletter, the books and newsletters section, and sign up for the free newsletters. There's a couple of them there. You will get the hot links to a lot of these things I'm talking about. Like, for instance, if you want to see where the level 4 bio labs are in the United States, there's a link in there, and you can click it and see if it's near where you live. And, yeah, you might want to know that. All right, you know, I look at all this stuff, and it just seems to get more bizarre by the month. So what is happening to the halls of science? Really, it is normally rare for a disease to cross over from animals to humans, but science seems intrigued with creating new diseases via zoonotic transfer. So we have large cats, domestic and wild, contracting canine distemper, and we have the MERS virus infecting humans that they think is coming from camels, and then we have the SARS virus, the pig flu, the avian flu, the bat flu. What possibly could be next, right? Now, it's estimated that science is discovering 30 new pathogens a year. Well, are they really discovering them, or are they creating them? That's my question. Well, and there's this signs of slowing. I want to mention this. You know, America's a nation which currently imports more goods than it exports, creating a $471 billion deficit. So America may be exporting billions. However, we're importing even more. So the size of America's manufacturing sector is, well, it has diminished. According to the 2014 Congressional Research Service report on the U.S. manufacturing, China is the leader and is where America once was. So manufacturing in America has declined by 30% since 2002. They report there was this huge drop in manufacturing and employment between 2002 and 2010. So some economic experts go as far as to say that manufacturing in the United States is dead and, quote, nothing is made in America anymore, end of quote. Well, due to high taxes, the cost of labor, the laws, the manufacturing jobs, the production, and the services are outsourced. They're going to China, Mexico, and Korea. However, there are pockets of manufacturing development scattered across the United States, so the U.S. isn't done yet. So, and the reason I mention all this is, you know, you might want to get what you need while you can, because I heard this week that Russia was replacing the U.S. dollar with the euro. And I don't know how accurate the report was, but as a business owner, I've noticed some hiccups lately with regards to the distribution highways, because it seems kind of hard. It's getting hard, actually, to get some needed supplies. And I've talked with other business owners, and they agree that things have slowed down a lot. So what concerns me is people could get caught not having the necessary things on hand when a pandemic does strike. So we can expect that the deadly pathogens that the scientists are playing with in the labs across America will eventually escape the lab. According to a resident of San Antonio, Texas, they have 5 bioweapon labs on the outskirts of that city. So these facilities don't show up on the maps, actually. So I anticipate reports of some deadly pathogen, perhaps the Spanish flu, to bring on the need for a massive GM flu inoculation campaign. So you can roll up your sleeves if you want, but I personally, well, I'm going to strengthen my immune system instead. So remember, The job of those in power is to keep you off balance, guessing, and feed your apocalypse fatigue. So if there is a revolution or a pandemic, well, you're going to need first aid and professional strength herbs to support and strengthen you. So cleansing and nourishing your body now is going to go a long way in the success of your resistance. So call Apothecary Herbs to order your pandemic supplies, cleanses, and immune support formulas. You know what? And fast track toxins out instead of into your body, okay? Call the folks toll free at Apothecary Herbs. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your Made in America healthcare options just became endless. That's right. Made in America. Never forget that. Now, if you go to the powerherbs.com website, you'll see at the on the homepage there is a Father's Day discount coupon. So for those out there wanting to power up for Father's Day, get some cleansing going on, maybe some extra nutrition going into the system just to feel more vital and energized, you can check it out and save 15%. So you could just cut and paste that coupon and use that in your shopping cart, and off you go to some huge savings and empowerment. That's what I say. So if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So go to thepowerherbs.com and get that stuff and stock up and save at the same time. What could be better? Well, you know, we got to take our blessings as they come. All right. So we got a few minutes before we got to take a break, but I'm going to be talking about, you know, part two of planning against strokes. You don't want a stroke. Very disabling, and you, if you don't have disability insurance, it's going to be a problem, especially if you're a breadwinner of your family. So we were touching on some of the things, lifestyle changes to help improve your defenses against having a stroke. So now we're going to look at some more nutritional information to power you up. You know, we're going to tap into the science, you know, what modern medicine has revealed, which help prevent or even reverse a stroke that's all natural. So you won't have to become one of the statistics, you know, the 150,000 who suffer from stroke and maybe even die from stroke in the United States. Not a good thing. No. So on our list of nutrition is vitamin A. Vitamin A is awesome if you want to prevent a stroke. The antioxidants in that nutrient provide what is called what they think is an anti-stroke nutrient. It blocks the formation of plaque and clots in your arteries. This was a study on vitamin A doing that. It came out of Belgium, University of Brussels. And they also found that beta-carotene and vitamin A together in the bloodstream protects your body from this stroke risk and even death. So it's definitely a study you want to look at. They used 80 patients who had suffered from a stroke. And then they increased their vitamin A. We'll tell you what happens on the other side. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Hey!
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. We're talking about how we can plan against having a stroke. And right before the break, I was talking about this Belgian study out of the University of Brussels, where they found that beta-carotene and vitamin A help stroke-suffering patients decrease their risk. And what they discovered is the patients, even if they had a stroke previously, they had less neurological damage if they were to have another stroke down the road, which was less likely. And they were more likely, according to the research, to have a full recovery without suffering any loss of function. So what they think happens is that the vitamin A and the beta-carotene block on many different levels the damage that occurs to the nerves in the brain and the brain cells where there's oxygen depletion from the stroke. So when you eat foods that are rich in beta-carotene, it converts the body to vitamin A. And so your dark green leafy vegetables like spinach, collard greens, and kale, your fruits like cantaloupe and mango and apricots, all going to be super-duper on the menu for that. So if you would like a free list of vitamin A-rich foods that you can power up with, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do mail those out free of charge, either through the email or snail mail, whichever, and that'll get you a list that you can put on your shopping cart list there and get empowered. All right, so you just call them and ask for the list, 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or you simply go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, and email a request for the list from there. All right, now next up on the nutrient list to help protect ourselves from stroke is you don't want to forget about potassium. Now, a group of researchers in California found that a slight adjustment in the nutrient potassium offers you about 40% more protection from getting a stroke. So there's about 900 participants in that study, and the study was pretty precise. The researchers were able to pinpoint which patients would become a victim of a stroke 12 years down the road. So apparently if a woman skimped on getting her potassium, they had basically twice the risk of a stroke than men do. And one serving of fruit or vegetables will offer you about 400 milligrams of potassium and reduce your risk by about 40%. So researchers reported that the members who consumed 3,500 milligrams of potassium a day did not suffer a stroke at all. So if the potassium dropped to 1,950 milligrams a day, the risk of having a fatal stroke actually went up. So some of the foods that they used in the study were a quarter of a cantaloupe, half of an avocado, a full baked potato, 10 dried apricots, and a tin of sardines, and a half a cup of baked beans. So according to the physician, Dr. Louis Tobian of the University of Minnesota, he's a hypertension expert. He says that potassium can prevent a stroke by directly lowering the blood pressure. So Dr. Tobian thinks that potassium helps to keep the artery walls flexible and protects the blood vessel walls from high blood pressure damage. And he's absolutely correct. So you're going to want some natural potassium mineral, and you find that in your heart-friendly sun-dried Celtic sea salt. So if you're looking for that, it's there. All right, let's look about some other things that help improve brain function. Some Dutch research discovered that certain foods will improve circulation to the brain. They say omega-3 fatty acids found in your fish, like salmon, can help prevent stroke or minimize neurological damage from a stroke. So the study reported that the test group, they had men over the age of 60. They ate fish once a week. They cut their risk of having a stroke in half for about the next 15 years. Isn't that great? Now, the same conclusion came from the Japanese, where fish is pretty much a regular staple in their diet. They noticed that those that were living in the fishing villages had 40% fewer stroke than those who lived inland on the farms. So the fishing villagers, they ate 9 ounces of fish a day compared to the farmer who ate about 3 ounces of fish per day. So researchers concluded that omega-3 fatty acids can modify plasma, blood plasma, making it more clot resistant and decrease the likelihood of a cerebral or ischemic stroke. So you may be wondering if you can accomplish the same results with fish oil supplements. Well, according to Dr. William Lands of the University of Illinois, who kind of tested this theory using animals, and he found out the animals that ate fish oil had less brain damage from stroke. Apparently, the fish oil can penetrate the capillaries and cells that are stiff with plaque and make them more flexible, which can counter the narrowing of your veins. Now, therefore, if you have deformed blood cells and clots, they're able to squeeze through the constricted blood vessels, allowing oxygen delivery to the heart and brain. But Dr. Lands also stated that eating saturated animal fat makes the cell membranes more rigid. All right, let's look at alcohol consumption and how it affects you as far as a stroke risk. Well, there's a lot to be said for the teetotaler in this case. More research in recent years has discovered that the antioxidants in your tea can help protect you from a stroke. A 4-year study out of Japan and Tokyo University involving 6,000 women over the age of 40 found that if they drank 5 cups of green tea a day, they cut the risk of a stroke in half. Now, that's green tea. There's a big difference between green tea and your you know, Tetley tea, your black tea. That's a fermented tea and has more tannic acids in them. Green tea does not have as much tannic acid, but it has more antioxidants in it. So the green tea is what you want. So the results held true in this study if they participated in even having a high salt intake. So apparently green tea will decrease the blood pressure. Also, British researchers compared light to moderate alcohol consumption to see if it provided any protection from a stroke. And what they found is 1 or 2 drinks per day did not put us at more risk than non-drinkers. However, heavy drinkers, you know, 3 to 4 drinks per day, well, they were 3 times more likely to come down with a stroke than a non-drinker. Now, another study out of Helsinki University found heavy drinkers 6 times more likely to have a stroke. So they concluded alcohol in large amounts makes the brain tissue toxic, constricts the blood vessels, promotes the likelihood of a clot, a brain embolism, or an ischemic stroke. Well, let's talk about some anti-stroke diets. Let's just call it that. Is there really any specific diet out there that we could call an anti-stroke diet? Well, if you added up all the diets of the world and all their health benefits, we could come up with a pretty good diet against having a stroke. So the diet's going to contain fruits, vegetables that are high in antioxidants, and of course potassium, natural vitamin A, natural vitamin C, and natural vitamin E is also going to be in your nuts, your beans, and your grains. Now, the diet's also going to have omega-3 fatty acids from your fish and olive oil. And the diet is similar, basically, to your Mediterranean diet that has many health benefits. So I call that the anti-stroke diet. Cuts the risk of fatal stroke by about 40%. So you can use like 1/2 cup of spinach, 1 teaspoon of blackstrap molasses, 1 cup of fresh orange juice, 1/2 cup of acorn squash, 2 carrots, 1/2 cup of cooked green lima beans, 1/2 of avocado, 2 ounces of almonds, 1 7-ounce baked potato with no skin, 1/2 cup of baked beans, and 4 ounces of swordfish or salmon, and you know, stuff like that. See, make it simple, make it basic, make it yourself, you know? All right, let's talk about supplements. Are there any supplements out there that could also help us out? Well, obviously, you know, your lifestyle is going to be your biggest key, your biggest way to protect yourself from a stroke. But, you know, you can also hedge your bet and add some supplements to either protect you or speed your recovery and strengthen your system. So for a source that's rich in potassium, there's a product that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. It's called All-in-One. It's a liquid, and it's made with fresh herbs, and they age it in organic vinegar, and it's just awesome. It's great for colds and flus. It's even a broad-spectrum immune booster. So you can use that pretty much on a daily basis if you wanted to. Also, you're going to find some natural magnesium, potassium, and iodine, and 84 other natural minerals for the cardiovascular system. It's in that Celtic sea salt I mentioned, and they also have the salt there for you. Now, for heart support, for cardiovascular system support, they do have a nice heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula that's very popular, and it's a liquid, and it's fast-acting, so you can use that. It does have hawthorn berries in it, but if you just want hawthorn berries, they do have that separately. And then for more overall nutrition, if you're not getting the minerals and the amino acids and things that you think you're missing, you might want to tap into their powdered vitamin mix called Body Foundation Food Mix. And you just throw that in your juice, either citrus or vegetable juice, and you can get some support there, system support that way. Now, if you're a smoker, of course, you know, smokers have a higher risk of stroke. So if you're trying to quit, you may want to try to tap into a liquid product called Smoker's Helper that helps give you your willpower extra strength. So you can stop smoking and non-toxic way, inexpensive way to do that. And all of those you will find at the powerherbs.com website, or you can give them a call if you need a free product catalog. That is 866-229-3663. That's the powerherbs.com, or toll free at 866-229-3663, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's what you need. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about tendinitis and varicose veins here for a little bit. Well, tendinitis often is referred to as, you know, tennis elbow, and it can affect other areas of the body, though. The medical description for tendinitis is inflamed tendons, which connect to your bones. Now, there are two types of tendon problems which can cause this discomfort. One is inflamed tendons, and these are, you know, those tough cords of tissue which connect muscle to bone. And it can affect any tendon, and the medical term is tendinitis. Now, the most common affected area is the wrist and your fingers. So we can irritate these tendons and make them swell and become inflamed and tender and cause pain when we do want to move. So now the other tendon problem is something called tenosynovitis, which is inflammation of the lining of the tendon sheath, which encloses the actual tendon. So this area is what usually becomes inflamed. However, the tendon itself can also get inflamed if it's bad enough. Modern medicine does not know what causes the sheath around the tendon to become inflamed. And they guess it's from, you know, overuse, strain, repetition, that kind of thing. Now, the other possibility is it could be a disease, or like diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis, that contributes to the inflamed tendon. The most common area for this to be developed is your thumb, you know, tendinitis right there. So it's no fun. It slows you down, impedes your physical activity and productivity and, you know, quality of life. So we're going to talk about that. So let's look at some symptoms and treatments for this. The main cause of tendinitis is strains, injuries, overuse or repetitive motion, and even rheumatoid conditions, you know, pain in the joints, inflammation there. Sometimes it could be from an immune system malfunction. So if you have inflammation there and there's tenderness and pain, it's going to reduce your range of motion and also affect any nearby tissue. So swelling can also occur and fluid can accumulate. You can get edema there. And this makes exercise, stretching, warm-ups really, you know, painful and almost impossible. So resting and massaging the area can offer some comfort. And medical doctors do a physical exam. They take some x-rays. They want to rule out, you know, things like diabetes and arthritis and even gout. So the x-rays will show bone, but not all the tendons. And most often, the reason that the patient is given, sometimes they look for bone spurs, but basically your doctors prescribe, you know, modified activities, maybe immobilize the area, splints. You may even get injection of steroids or cortisone as an anti-inflammatory drug. And then, you know, if it's really bad, they may recommend surgery. So what can you do about this? Well, you can, you're going to need to rest the tendon as much as you can. And it is difficult to do that because, you know, we use our tendons all the time. You know, sitting, turning over in bed, walking, simply standing still, you're still using them for balance. So most often we have moved repeatedly and we have created an imbalance and we have stressed the tendon. So you want to carefully evaluate your movements, how you're sitting, how you're walking, even how you're driving in the car, and make some corrections, you know, mental notes. Now, for instance, you know, tennis elbows from an imbalanced stroke, they say, when playing tennis. Also, you never dance or exercise on carpet. This can stress tendons. It will strain the tendons due to the resistance from the carpet as opposed to a flat, smooth surface. Now, sports medicine specialists and physical therapy practitioners will apply what is called the RICE treatment, rest, ice, compression, like maybe elastic sports wrap, and then elevation to reduce swelling. Now, you can also apply some non-toxic anti-inflammatory measures. The ice is a good start. And also we'll use, we might want to use some willow bark or some meadow sweet herb to also further reduce the swelling and inflammation. Now, bromelain that you find in pineapple is also a nice anti-inflammatory nutrient. I like to add some cayenne if I'm going to use some ginger root for pain and inflammation. And it also will stimulate some blood flow to the small capillaries around the joints and to repair damage. And you can use that pretty often brings healing, takes away toxicity. So you want to do that. So I also want to use some silica from plants because those are the building blocks for tissue, to strengthen tissue. So the body's going to use a lot of nutrition to strengthen and fortify a connective tissue like a tendon. So you're going to find medicinal amounts of silica in horsetail herb, comfrey root, lobelia, and oat straw. And if you need some more vitamin C and vitamin E foods to get into the body, they also help regenerate tendons pretty quickly. So if you're interested in those vitamin foods, you can check out the Body Foundation Food Mix. They have that. And they also have the anti-inflammatory pain reliever, anti-inflammatory liquid with the willow bark and meadow sweet. And they do have your cayenne and ginger root formulas as well. And they have this awesome organic deep tissue rub and no synthetic ingredients, and you just non-greasy, you just rub it in, and after you open the pores, and that will stay with you all day, keep everything nice and warm so there's no stressing of that area, and you can have fuller range of motion just with that rub. It's just an awesome thing to have. So that's also on the website. So you can click on, I think it's the pain inflammation tabs, pain, headache, inflammation, just click on that and you'll see what formulas are available there. All right, we got a few minutes left, so we're going to tap into this varicose vein issue because I get lots of calls about this. People are always running to the dermatologist and get saline injections in their veins. Well, when the veins of the extremities become distended, swollen, and even bleed, this actually develops into varicose veins. The valves in the veins, which move your blood back up into your heart, aren't closing properly, and they kind of begin to leak, and they call it bleed. So the leaked blood moves downward instead of upward to the heart, and then it pools, and it causes the vein to bulge. So varicose veins often affect 50% of the middle-aged adults and women, and women are twice as likely than men to develop this condition. So in the United States, 45 people out of 1,000 have varicose veins. So this is over 12 million people. And I'm referring to those deep veins, not just the surface veins, which normally do not really pose a mortality threat. If you get that deep vein thrombosis problem, uh-oh. So when the deep veins are not functioning, we're at risk of blood clots and stroke and aneurysm and rashes and ulcerations of the skin, and that can get infected. So all this produces poor circulation. And I also viewed some global statistics on varicose veins and of the lower extremities, and most people don't think varicose veins are life-threatening, but they can be. So America by far has the highest mortality of 177 people a year that die from varicose veins. Now, Germany follows with 152 deaths and Brazil with 148. The countries with the fewest cases, one death a year, was like Barbados, Estonia, New Zealand, Luxembourg, Malta, and Paraguay. All right, let's look at some of the causes of the and treatments available. Individuals who sit or stand for long periods of time are in one position too long or do not get regular exercise can develop these varicose veins. Overweight individuals, if you lift heavy objects, if you're pregnant, these can cause or increase the risk of getting varicose veins. Other causes are not getting enough fiber in the diet, being constipated, menopause, genetic weakness of the vein walls and valves, which can cause the problem. Other than the unsightly bulging of the veins, you could experience fatigue, aching of the extremity, the extremity feeling heavy, your leg feeling very heavy. You could get restless leg syndrome, pain, and of course that fluid retention, especially around the ankles, your knee joints, and your toes. So if your doctor, they may refer you to a vein specialist, a phlebologist, and they test you with ultrasound to evaluate the integrity of your veins to see if there's good flow there, blood flow. So the sound waves that this test creates a picture, and it tends to reveal if you have any blood clots. Now, a more detailed test to show blood flow is called a venogram. Dermatologists tend to inject you with hypertonic saline solution into the vein to shrink the swelling and attempt to strengthen the structure of the vein wall. But this is temporary. It improves the function temporarily, and then the swelling and the bulging and the discoloration comes back. So support stockings or compression hose may be recommended to apply pressure to balance the blood flow. Laser treatment, surgery may also be recommended by the doctor. Now, surgery offers the most risk of respiratory distress from the anesthesia, bleeding and blood clots, wound infection, scarring, and nerve tissue damage. So always, always investigate all of that. But you know what, folks? If you get enough of the minerals from the Celtic sea salt, it strengthens every cell wall. And you can kiss varicose veins goodbye. Folks at Apothecary Herbs have the salt, so give them a call. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.